Adam Hogue, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
There you go.
This is very exciting.
Hey, guys.
So it's they told me, Adam, you've sat in front of this board. They said roll the fader up all the way to the right.
Yeah.
It's actually select-1 MCTL would be the button I needed to roll all the way up, just in case you're ever sitting here and want to know.
Yeah, see, I don't even know what that means, but I do know what those faders mean. So I was sitting here like, I know what button to press.
I know, but there's one more next to it. There's SEL-2 EFX, so it's not that one. So I'm excited to find you on this one. You know what? This is so in the weeds, I shouldn't even bother with it, because I've been reading more about your story and the story of a lot of other families. Tell us a little bit. I got it, Ernie. Our engineer came running down, Adam. Look, this is minor compared to what you have experienced over the last 2 years. How old is your son, James, by the way, now?
James is almost 2.5.
And is he your only child?
Yes, he is.
So you can attest to many parents who, when you are expecting your first child, you have all these hopes, these dreams, you imagine your life, you know, especially those first few weeks coming home. You had a very dramatic and scary beginning of James's life. Tell us a little bit about what happened 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, we did. I mean, for one, my wife had surgery at about 19 weeks pregnant, just completely unrelated to everything else that ended
really?
Up happening down the road. And that was scary. She managed to get through that. Now, that may have ultimately had, you know, a trickle-down effect on James being born 2 months early, which also did happen while we were on vacation up in northern Wisconsin, of all places. So James ended up being born in Wausau, Wisconsin,
okay,
right before Bears training camp started in July of 2014, which is also when I just took this job with WGN to come back to WGN. So
right,
it was all a very hectic time.
And there's no way to prepare yourself in any way, shape, or form for a child to be born early. And that's, I mean, because a child who's born early needs critical care immediately.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what we learned. And so we're in the NICU for a month. And while we're there, there was a doctor who was actually from Chicago who was working up there that noticed that his mouth was a little bit small.
Mm-hmm.
And was maybe looking at a couple other things in his chart and put two and two together and decided that, hey, maybe we should do some genetic testing here. And exactly a month after James was born, we, you know, we're just sitting there in the NICU room holding James. I think I was taking a nap at the time, and all of a sudden it was like 5 or 6 doctors, nurses, whatever, came in and bombarded us with this thing called DeGeorge syndrome.
DeGeorge syndrome. Okay.
I never heard of before. Didn't know what it is. I think saying that right now, right here on the air, a lot of people listening probably have never heard of it.
No, I had never heard of it until I heard James's story as well.
So it is technically called 22q11.2 deletion.
Sure.
Syndrome, which is a very complicated name.
Right.
It is shortened mostly by most people call it 22q, and some people it also goes by DeGeorge syndrome. And the most simple way to explain this is that it is a deletion in your 22nd chromosome. So you're basically just missing some genes. It could be a small deletion. It could be a big deletion. And that size of deletion determines the complications that you have and that you face throughout your life. And what's kind of incredible is the smallest deletion could be something that you listening right now could be, not to put any fear in you, but it's just a reality. You might have a heart murmur and that's it.
Right.
And it could be a result of this and you don't even know that you have it. You know, the estimates right now are that somewhere in 1 of 2,000 or 1 of 4,000, somewhere in that range, have 22q, but doctors don't really know because there are a lot of people actually out there that have lived long lives with maybe some minor health problems here and there, and it's actually been a result of this, and they didn't even know it. So in James's case, this was diagnosed very early, and it was a significant enough deletion that he's had some issues, which eventually led to the surgery a couple weeks ago, which we can get into in a minute. But the bottom line is that he's been seen by doctors and is living a very happy and healthy life, and a lot of his issues can be treated and managed. And he still can live a good life and be a little happy little boy.
Absolutely. And I know that you must have, when you first got this diagnosis, started going down the rabbit hole of online research and finding the worst case scenario. And look, that's going to happen to somebody. But when you start being bombarded, as you mentioned, with that information, with the diagnosis, and then you read all these other stories. And again, I am looking at the numbers that they estimate, because again, as you mentioned, it's not always the diagnosed. So there is an underestimate of its prevalence, but it's between one in every 2,000 or 4,000 live births, which makes it almost as common as Down syndrome. So there are people who may not even know, and there are different defects that might occur along the way, whether it's developmental delays. And in James's case, there was something really, I mean, terrifying for you guys, and we're going to talk about that surgery that he just survived and is thriving, because you posted some incredible pictures and videos. Can I share? Is your Facebook page public?
Yes, it is.
So Adam Hoge, that's H-O-G-E, go to his Facebook page and you will fall in love with this incredible little boy who is such a warrior, so tough, so strong and inspiring, and as are his parents, because this is not just a diagnosis for James, this is a diagnosis for his family, as it is for so many people who find out about 22q11.2 deletion, but again, everyone calls it 22q. It is easier that way, Adam.
Yeah, it is.
It's much easier. More with Adam Hoge when we come back on 720 WGN. You're listening pretty late, and joining us is Adam Hoge, who's been sharing this story. And you decided recently to go public. Not a lot of people want everyone to consume the details of something as scary as finding out that your child has some. And do you call it a disorder? Do you say it's a disability? I don't even know the language yet that you guys are using.
I mean, I guess technically it's a syndrome.
Syndrome? Okay.
But yeah, you know, it was something that I think. It took a couple years to kind of definitely decide to do. It was maybe just sort of wait. Part of it was I needed to educate myself, my wife too. I mean, we needed to, certainly we can read and listen to doctors and inform ourselves that way. But, you know, to actually experience what James is going through and some of the issues, to kind of understand some of the hurdles he was going to have to get over, was really kind of what I wanted to get through before we, you know, went public with this. But the biggest reason why I did was, getting back to what I was just talking about in the last segment, was, you know, I'm sure there's so many other parents that kind of went through what we did, and just getting kind of bombarded with this news that of something that we've never heard of. And it, you know, we went through the numbers, and it really is the most common genetic syndrome that really no one's ever heard of, because so many people haven't. And I just think it's important that, because there's so many stories that I've come across and even just heard in the last few weeks of parents who had young children that just kind of had health issues from, you know, age 1, 2, 3. Sometimes, you know, it didn't even get diagnosed until, sometimes it doesn't get diagnosed till they're teenagers. There's even cases where adults get diagnosed with 22q. It takes that long sometimes. So if there's parents out there that maybe haven't been able to get answers for some of their young kids' health problems, this is something to at least know about, and maybe to get tested for, because it could help manage the issues that those kids are going through.
Right, because a lot of times when you are struggling, when you have a child, the people don't have any answers, you kind of get to this point where you go, okay, well, now we'll just handle what's in front of us, because you think that you've taken every pathway. But you, like you mentioned, again, in what you've written and what you've shared with us tonight, is that it, by almost happenstance, you had a specialist up there in Wausau who noticed that his mouth was small. And I read that you're like, hey, back off. He's a preemie. Of course his mouth is small.
I mean, he could fit like in my hand when he was born. Of course he's got a small mouth. I mean, that was our reaction.
Right. And what happened in those first few weeks, in the first few months, you know, after he was born and the diagnosis? What did you guys go through?
So, I mean, there were some early feeding difficulties, which James is still kind of going through a little bit, with thin liquids. He can eat food just fine, but that's something he's been going through. And that started, you know, from the time he was born. He was struggling to take bottles right away. And that, I think, contributed to this doctor's curiosity.
Right.
He also had a heart defect, which they knew about the second he was born. Because as soon as they listened to him, they heard that. And that is a very common complication with 22q, and so it all kind of added up, and I think that led to them doing this testing. And then the second, you know, as soon as we got this diagnosis, the next day he was getting transported back down to Chicago, and taken to Lurie Children's Hospital, where he's just had some unbelievable care. Because you do need to see all these different specialists to kind of tackle each and every issue that you might come across. So he sees specialists for his feeding issues. He sees, you know, the cardiologists. And eventually that led to the surgery that he had a couple weeks ago, because unfortunately congenital heart defects are common with 22q.
And they had told you that this was something that eventually was going to require surgery, and that had to be looming, you know, down the horizon. You just kind of, you know, you know that day has to come, and part of you dreads it a little bit. I mean, I'm guessing tremendously.
So James spent 2 months total in the NICU before we were able to take him home. And it was towards the end of that when they kind of did a scan that really showed what was going on with his heart and his aorta around there. And actually what it showed, not to get too complicated here, but it showed that his aorta was going the wrong way.
Right.
And essentially it was fused with another ligament on the other side and was basically forming a ring around his esophagus and his trachea. And if you think about a kid growing, it's like a ring around your finger. Your hand's going to grow, but that ring isn't, right? So it's
sure.
going to squeeze it a little bit more. And so over time, you know, they told us right then and there, this is not something that's threatening his life. But as he grows, it's something that we're going to have to take care of. And actually, we want him to grow, because the older he gets, the safer the surgery is. And originally, it said 18 months. He's now way over 18 months. He's 2.5. And they just decided in the last couple months that this was something that it was time to take care of. So, yeah, this has been hanging over us for a long time, and we knew it was going to come. And it finally had to be taken care of a couple weeks ago. It was a hard week. It was a 6-hour procedure. You know, as parents, you're freaking out the whole time.
Sure.
But we had a lot of love
no doubt.
Support, especially because this was right after we decided to go public with his story, and all that love and support from Facebook and social media was unbelievable. Helped us get through all of it. And now James is running around the house again. It's unbelievable.
Oh, it's, I know. And if you go to Adam Hoge's Facebook page, it's H-O-G-E, you can follow some of James's story. And you can also find out about 22Q Family. I know that you posted your story. They shared it as well on their site. And it has to be reassuring. I know that when I connect with other families and when they learn a little bit about my son, there is something about knowing you're not the only one. And
yeah.
One of the parents posted that their son is 25 now, has a degree, and because when your son was born, they told you that they didn't know if he'd ever be able to eat on his own, if he would need constant care, and he has surpassed so much of that, hasn't he?
Yeah, and I think that's the important thing that, you know, we've learned, and I want to stress to parents out there too. I mean, I don't like to say that these issues can be cured, but they can be fixed. In some of them can. Like, for instance, this vascular ring is what it's called that he had operated on. I mean, technically his anatomy is a little bit different now, but it's been repaired enough so that, you know, the blood flow from his heart and his aorta is how it's supposed to be. So, you know, technically that's sort of been fixed and should be okay the rest of his life. And I think that's the important thing. There's therapies, you know, OT, PT, speech therapy that he's
yeah.
been through.
Sure. No, I know the rotation, believe me. Yeah,
exactly.
Do you have in-home therapy? Because that always cracked me up when they would come over and I would, it means you have to clean the house for somebody else. Do you
yeah.
guys have in-home therapy?
We were going three days a week there for a while.
Yeah.
But he's graduated from the physical therapy.
Congratulations.
He's pretty much done with the occupational therapy. And so right now it's the speech therapy, which is also pretty common to have speech delay.
Right.
Sometimes it takes till they're 3 or even 4 before they start speaking. And I think that's kind of what we're going through now. But again, it's something that you get therapy for. And in most cases, it just takes him a little bit longer, but he should be talking fine.
And this is James's, is this going to be his second Christmas or third?
This would be his third Christmas.
His third Christmas. And every Christmas has to have been so precious for you guys. I mean, going through what you've gone through, it makes it more magical, doesn't it?
It really has, and I think with the surgery here and this last, you know, the craziness of the last few weeks, it's going to be a special one, and, you know, he's starting to understand who Santa Claus is, so
wow.
That makes it even
Well, for
even better and harder.
For children and families like yours, I want to wish you absolutely the most blessed season. And thank you so much for sharing your story. Again, we've been talking to Adam Hoge, who you know from so many of our sports segments, including The Beat and all the Bears coverage and all the fact that you're a Sox fan, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
But I was going through your timeline and saw that great picture of you and your dad at the World Series in 2005. But it's been great learning more, not only about your story, but getting to know you better. And for parents, again, like you and your wonderful wife, who I know this had to be so scary for, being a mom like her, do me a favor and give her a big hug and a kiss for me tonight.
I will do that, Patty. And thanks so much for letting me talk about this with you, and not just on the air right now, but also off the air too.
Oh, anytime.
Conversations have helped.
Oh, anytime. You know, it's not something that we ask for or ever think that we could possibly do, but you do find out how much stronger you are than you ever imagined. So thank you, Adam.
And like we talked about last week, it's instinctual. You just
do
it.
Yeah.
You don't even think about it.
Yeah. There's no second guessing yourself. You're in it. There's no way around it except for taking care of your kid and your family. Well, Adam, thank you so much. And any time, by the way, this is not a one and done, oh, we talked about it already kind of thing. We want to know about James and we want to know about other families like him, like yours, going through whether it's 22Q or just, you know, diagnosis that you didn't expect and you don't think you can handle it. You can. You're not the only one.
Yeah, well, I hope we can continue the story because I hope it just brings hope to other parents, too.
Oh, no doubt about that. Thank you so much. Get some rest, will you?
Thanks, Patty.
You got to be tired. Thank you so much. It's Adam Hoge. Find him on Facebook and, of course, right here on WGN. More after this on 720. Is that WGN, like I said?